So the principle of suffering is everywhere. And there are eight key words here and so many opportunities in this passage, and I'm going to look at a lot of them. Therefore, I'm going to go very quickly. So we're not going to have 8 points to this message. I said eight words. And I'm going to give them to you, and I want you to underline them, then I will mention them. Key words to remember during times of suffering and trial. The first one is found in verse 12 is the word strange. I rather like that. Which some of you are reacting to the suffering as though it's a strange thing. And the word strange is best defined as saying stranger. Hey, you'd be amazed how many folks think suffering is should be a stranger to them. Hey, why should it come near me? Why should I have hard times? Why should I have pressure? Why should I be going through this? He says the first keyword is strange. If you think suffering is something that's supposed to be strange to your life, buddy, I've got news for you. You're going to have a very hard time with life itself, period. We're not supposed to be a stranger to suffering. Because anybody who stands up for the truth is going to suffer. There's no question about it. Anybody who stands up for the truth will suffer. So our first key word is in verse 12. Strange. You aren't supposed to think it's strange to suffer. Well, I refuse to suffer. I will. Buddy, you're going to suffer. Just give your life a few years. But you can suffer for good, and you can suffer for bad. And if you are going to treat suffering as a stranger, then you're going to have a very hard time with the adjustments of life and what God wants to do in your life and for you and through you. I wrote down a phrase last night. It says this: there is no growth in middle ground. And too many of you are trying to take middle ground and say, well, I'm not this and I'm not that. I'm not to the left. I'm not to the right. I'm not to the north. I'm not to the south. I'm not to the east. I'm not to the west. I'm not for them and I'm not against them. I'm in the middle ground. I want to say this to you. There is no growth in middle ground, and there's the key to suffering. There is no benefit in suffering if you don't know how to take it and you don't take it the right way. And step one, it isn't a stranger to you. Who are you to think that you should be exempt from suffering? Who are you to choose how God sees fit to qualify you for the call on your life? Who are you to know your life and call from the beginning to the end that you can declare, I shouldn't have to go through this? It's not fair. It's not right. I don't have it due. I've tried my best. You know something? That's all the talk of little children who need a good talking to and a few lessons in life to grow up. So our first word is strange. Our second word is found in the first half of verse 13. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering. That word partake. Now, isn't that interesting? I wonder, Christian, if you're aware that it is part of your calling to partake in Christ's suffering. You're called to partake in this thing. The Bible says, those who will be godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. There's a certain persecution that Christ gives that you're supposed to partake in. You are a participant in suffering with Christ. You are to partake of it. The third word is found in verse 13 also. I read the verse again. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may be glad. Now there's a glory, the word glory. There's a glory coming. There's a glory to be worked in your life. You know, have you ever watched a movie and said, well, you know, they chose that actor rather poorly. They didn't have the depth or the substance to play the role out well. It was a shallow acting role for such a heavy position. And that's the exact point I'm trying to make. There was a glory missing in that actor's life that the price of life they had not paid couldn't come out. So he couldn't be Caesar or Joan of Arc or whoever you might want them to be. And what about the glory that has to come out to your role in life? There's a certain glory to come out of your role in life, and you'd better be willing, my friend, to not look at suffering as a strange thing, but as your friend, and recognize you're called to partake of that thing because there's a glory that'll come out of it. People who go into suffering with the right spirit develop character instead of becoming a character. And by the way, that's the bottom line. You'll either be blessed or cursed by your circumstances.